Back at the MAC with the score Monmouth 19, Canisius 16. I'm joined by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. And Josh, we were just mentioning before that this is not exactly textbook pretty basketball.
No, it has been quite ugly. Monmouth went almost about 12 minutes without a field goal, and somehow they lead this game at halftime. Canisius hasn't really helped their own cause offensively. I think at least some of that credit goes to Max DeLeo and Austin Tillman and Deion Jones, all of whom took a turn guarding Zach Lewis of Canisius. He only has 3 points and has attempted just 4 field goals there in that first half.
I think that's the biggest statistic right there. Not only that he hasn't scored, but they've managed to limit his shots, because we know he's not really bashful about shooting those threes.
No, he's not. When he gets a first step to the hole, he really is hard to contain when he gets that first step going to the hole. And as you just said, he does have that quick trigger from 3-point range. I thought DeLeo, as he tends to do on the opposition's best offensive threat, I thought DeLeo did a nice job on him. He picked up 2 fouls. So then King Rice called on Austin Tillman for a turn on Lewis, then Deion Jones. I think as a whole, they've done a very good job really containing Lewis.
Well, Josh, let's talk a little bit about the Hawks in terms of the struggles they've had the last few games. Defensively, they've been really strong all year, and in the last couple of games, all of a sudden, they're giving points up high in the mid-70s, which had not been the case most of the year. I think that's a big part of their team, and they're going to have to do something defensively.
Yeah, no, there's no question. In fairness, they got blown out by Manhattan. They got blown out by Quinnipiac. Both those teams are, upper-end MAC teams, and, those are teams that are going to come out, some nights and have games like that. But, yes, Monmouth has been very good defensively. Definitely a couple of hiccups the last two games. I think this one here against Canisius, it's proof that, defense is still their calling card, holding the Golden Griffins to 32% shooting and only 11% from three-point range.
Monmouth really needs to get Deion Jones untracked, even in this first half. I mean, he's got that little curl move coming across, where last year he was taking it to the basket and getting fouled a little bit more. Teams have seen that. They're shutting that down. But he's just not hitting that little 16, 17-footer.
No, and he's only 1-for-6 shooting from the field, but I thought he did a good job of coming out, being aggressive, and looking for a shot early. And that's, and I've written about it, a few times at this point this season. It's an ongoing thing with King Rice and his staff to try and get Deion Jones to believe that he's that number one option, and for him to believe that he is one of the best scorers in this conference. And, you see flashes of it. He'll score, 16 points in the first half at Manhattan, then only 2 in the second half. Things like that. It's just an ongoing process to try and get, a full 40-minute all-out effort offensively from Deion Jones.
Andrew Nicholas is out with a concussion. He's now missing his second game in a row. They don't play for almost another full week. But how important do you think it is, the fact that you don't have a guy like him coming off the bench?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I feel like he's really taken to that new role coming off the bench as opposed to starting. I think he took to it very well. I feel like his shot selection has been a lot better this season. And I think the thing about Nicholas that really kind of goes by the wayside this year, Monmouth likes to go small with Nicholas and Brees Kofani down low. And Nicholas has really proven to be, he's a very smart post defender. So he's there's been times he's taken on guys, 3 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier, and he's really done a nice job defensively. So, hopefully, he sat Thursday. He's obviously sitting today. Monmouth doesn't play again until Saturday, so hopefully within 5 or 6 days to get ready, hopefully he can pass his concussion test and show up at Siena next Saturday.
In that first half, for a few minutes, we saw a couple of times where Monmouth had 2 of the bigs in at the same time. We saw Tillman and Kofani out there, and I think one time we saw Brady and Tillman for a couple of minutes. Do you think they're just trying to take advantage of size, or is that the result of the fact that Nicholas isn't there to put in?
I think it's both. Monmouth has fared pretty well in the paint throughout this season. And again, with Nicholas out, that's another primary post option that Monmouth doesn't have. And I think part of that is mixing and matching, trying to see what works against this given opponent. Monmouth doesn't really go big with Zach Tillman and Chris Brady too much. They're just trying to see what works. And Josiah Heath on Canisius, he's a quality MAC big man. So you know generally you need to counter, you know, that type of size, you know, a big physical 6'10" guy like Josiah Heath. You need to counter that with other size, and that's what Monmouth is trying to do.
Well, obviously there was huge optimism around the program as the team got off to such a fast start in the conference, but really, you look at where they are now in the league, they're in pretty good shape. I don't think most people thought that they were going to be at this position in the beginning of the season.
No, I would totally agree with that. I think the way that this roster is lined up, you know, you're going to lose Brees Cofani, Andrew Nicholas, and Max DeLeo to graduation this spring. And then you have Jalon Hornbeek, transfer from Oklahoma, and Micah Seaborn, a freshman from Texas. They're both redshirting. And I feel like, you know, you look at the program as is right now, you look at Hornbeek and Seaborn sitting, and maybe you think, okay, next year is really the year where you can make a lot of noise and do a lot of damage when you get those two in the mix. But as you said, they came out, they started 4-0 in the MAC. They're, you know, they played well, you know, those last two games against Manhattan and Quinnipiac notwithstanding. And, you know, the expectations are raised. You know, everybody in the MAC beyond first-place Iona seems to be on, you know, even-ish type of ground. And, again, the expectations are raised, and they played pretty well. So, you know, we'll see what comes of these last, you know, 5, 6, 7 regular season games. And then we'll go to the MAC tournament where, you know, it's a one-game deal. And on a neutral floor, who knows what could happen?
Well, we still have a half of basketball to play in this one. What do you expect to see in the second half?
Obviously need to get the offense going. You know, need to keep Zach Lewis somewhat in check. I mean, one would figure you know, that Lewis will find a way to get his points, but if they could keep him in check and, you know, keep doing a good job on the boards as they've done, I think they're going to be in fine shape.
All right, Zach. Listen, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy your work. You're doing a great job. And as we said before, if you want to know about Monmouth basketball, you're the guy to see. So thanks for coming by.
I appreciate it, Bob.
Okay, Dustin. We'll see you. So that's Josh Newman, the beat writer for the Asbury Park Press. Monmouth is on top, 19-16. We're going to take a one-minute break, so I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Our score. Monmouth on top of Canisius. We are at halftime, and today's halftime show is presented by the Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. And Bob Davies, we keep talking about that score or lack of score at 19-16. There's not too many statistics to brag about, but fill us in on a couple of them.
Well, both teams so far, Bob, have more turnovers than field goals. Think about that for a second. Canisius, 7 field goals in the first half, 8 turnovers. Monmouth, 5 field goals in the first half, 9 turnovers. If you're a fan of defensive basketball, this is a game for you. 19-16, our score. We might not crack 40 on either side in this game. It would make those Princeton teams of a couple decades ago very proud to watch what's going on here today. Look at some of the key players. Zach Lewis, 1 of 4 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown. Canisius as a whole, 1 of 9 from downtown for 11%. Jeremiah Williams, 1 of 2. Jan Gruzelinski, 0 for 1 from the field. Not a great scorer on the year, but nonetheless, Jermaine Crumpton, 1 of 4 on the Monmouth side. Cofani, 2 of 4. He leads the team in scoring alongside Austin Tillman. Tillman helps lead this team in scoring with 5 points. He's yet to make a field goal, doing it all from the free throw line. There was a stretch with about 10 minutes to go in the first half where he was single-handedly carrying this Monmouth offense with 5 free throws. It has been an abysmal offensive performance on both sides. The defenses are loving it, but it hasn't been very pretty.
Well, with those optimistic terms, we hope that things pick up offensively going into the second half. We're going to take a one-minute break. It's 19-16 at the half, and you're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.